Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Man, my heart is on that voice note, my family. Man, that was absolutely awesome. Where are our friends? I'm going to call you by name, Brother Malcolm, Brother Craig. Where are you at? It's getting really, really hot in here. I love it when we do this with Scripture, my family. Absolutely love, everybody's just revelation on Scripture, and especially when God just speaks to us through His Word. It's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. So 17 before the top of the hour, and we've got the lady of the hour. She is the lady of the hour, joining us from the South African Weather Services. I'm so excited coming into this conversation, my family. And I'm so glad because she's also the same lady that I got hold of on Monday evening when I just could not contain myself. Samgelisiwe Twala joins us. She's a forecaster at the South African Weather Services. Samgelisiwe, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good afternoon, and good afternoon to the listeners as well. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no, look, Samgelisiwe. If you thought my excitement was going to die after Monday, never, my sister, never at all, okay? So let's get straight to it this afternoon. Moving clouds. So let me, for context and for those who may just be joining us, so on that particular, I think it was Monday, I saw in the evening, nighttime, dark, okay, but not dark. The sky was exactly like what it was during the day. You could see the navy blue with the stars and the clouds, and then you could see another layer that was moving fast. Human, something else you have to explain to us scientifically. What was that in layman's terms?
Okay, I'll try to make it very simple as possible. But as we spoke on Monday evening, so it's basically just having different layers of cloud, because as you know, the clouds are classified according to the shape as well as the height. So the clouds that we were looking at were height at different levels. So the clouds that was already at the lower surface, it was almost like semi stationary, not moving as much. That was the low level cloud. And then the one that was basically moving or coming in over our area, which was basically Pretoria at that time, that was our mid-level cloud. So it was bringing in some mid-level moisture it was tropical moisture, bringing in some mid-level moisture. So those are basically clouds that are found at different levels.
Wow. Okay. And you said that that moisture was coming in from the northwest Botswana area.
Yes, it was basically coming in from the northwest, but further north than that. So it was basically coming in from Botswana areas, then pushing over the northwest, and later, or as we were speaking at that time, it was already pushing in over Gauteng.
That is amazing. You know, Samgelisiwe, let me tell you, I was watching the weather because you said that it's moisture, which is announcing, you know, possible rain. And lo and behold, the next day it did rain. Well, the next few days it rained after that. That is absolutely phenomenal. So how do you explain moisture coming in from another region? Sorry, look, I'm asking as a three-year-old, please, you know, just be a little bit patient with me. How do you explain that? So what does that mean in terms of Gauteng's ability to produce its own rain? I don't know how else to ask this question.
Not necessarily being able to produce its own rain. So basically how you see it is that so basically the atmosphere is a fluid. So the moisture that was coming in is basically driven by a weather system that was coming in from the north. Oh. So as it's pushing in, so it's basically driven by the dynamics of that weather system. So those winds that were found in the upper levels or mid levels of the atmosphere were pushing in that moisture coming in all the way from Botswana into South Africa or into the northwest and then later into Gauteng. So it's basically more of the weather system that is basically dominating, and that is that weather system that basically depicts which, or it actually directs in a way, if I can say that, where the moisture is going to be sort of like governed, basically. I think that's the hybrid that I'm looking for.
Yeah.
That weather system will basically govern how, where and how that rainfall will occur. So it's not necessarily just nature, but there's quite a lot of dynamical processes that also have to occur, basically. But the main driver of everything is the weather system that is currently dominating at that time.
So if I had to be really petty, if I had cousins in Botswana, I could literally tell them, you guys have just brought us rain, right?
You know, the weather does not understand boundaries. It does not understand provincial or national boundaries. So it just crosses over.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to make me and everybody else like me a little bit more clever, right? So what is the right way to explain that whole cloud moving thing? Because, I mean, to date, I'm still calling it the moving clouds. And by the way, before you respond to that, to all the people that thought I was, you know, I was being a little bit weird and a little bit otherwise when I was explaining this, listen, it did happen and the clouds were definitely moving. But what do you call that, science? Is there like a scientific term for that?
So it's basically just moisture being advected. So it's just the cloud just moving in. But I think the reason why you were sort of like very fascinated is the fact that you were able to see a cloud on this level, then you were able to see another one on a different level, but also having like a different characteristic. So clouds are basically like that, where it's like you have clouds on the lower level that might look a certain shape, and then there's also clouds on the mid and high level that also look a certain shape. But I think for your case is that the cloud that was on the surface wasn't really covering the entire atmosphere where you were actually situated, so you were able to see the clouds in the mid-level. So I think that's the most fascinating part. I think that's where you got mostly fascinated by just seeing those clouds, different colors and different heights, being able to see it at night.
No, that was absolutely phenomenal. And it's a pity I couldn't take a picture because it was at night and it wouldn't have shown what I actually saw. It was absolutely beautiful. And I'm so grateful that you were.
We both saw it.
Yes, you saw it as well. Thank you. Thank you. I feel so redeemed. So let's get to something a little less fun. You know, this past week in Cape Town, you know, we saw, oh man, such really, really horrible sights of the winds blowing out houses. What was that all about?
Okay. Also, it's also like a similar situation as to what I was referring to previously, where with weather, you always have to look at what is basically the weather pattern that is dominating for that day. And over the weekend, we had a cut-off low system. So this is it's an upper air system that is, it's a cold core, so it's very... So it's quite intense, basically, to basically cover it in frontier terms. So this cutoff low was basically situated just off the coast of the Western Cape, and then it started pushing eastward onto the western half of South Africa. So with that, it brought about some strong winds, because also it was being supported by a surface system that was also pushing in quite some good moisture over those areas. So it gave quite a lot of rainfall over the western half of South Africa, and also just giving us some strong winds as coupled with those very rough seas along the coast of the west coast. And then as the system started moving eastwards, then you saw that the rain also started shifting eastward with the system. So it was also bringing in the those high waves along the south coast, and then later over the east coast of South Africa. So that's basically what happened over the weekend into Monday, early hours of Tuesday morning.
Mm-hmm. So basically it was a clash of winds. Would that be correct?
Not necessarily clash of winds, but basically just having the cutoff low and that high pressure system on the lower levels of the atmosphere. So those two systems combined, and just the way in which the systems were situated, it brought about that weather over the western half and then later into the central and eastern half of South Africa.
Tell me, Samgelese, is the weather service not able to determine the strength of such weather? I'm sure there were weather advisories, right? But are you not able to determine the strength and to see that this kind of advisory or this kind of pattern is likely to cause major damage?
It is possible, and the weather warnings were actually issued already from Thursday. We already had a yellow level 6, or orange level 6 warning for those strong winds. And also a little bit later during the course of the weekend, those warnings were actually elevated to a level 9.
Sure.
So the warnings were issued prior to the event actually occurring. So it's also important that the public are aware of those weather warnings and also that they adhere to the weather warnings as well. Because the impact that we were seeing was quite devastating. So we really like to plead that the public do actually adhere to those weather warnings that were issued prior to the weather events occurring.
Sure. So I see the forecast for tomorrow. It is, we don't have any major warnings, you know, or advisories. Any major incidents or major weather warnings ahead of the weekend, perhaps?
Just for the weekend, nothing much in terms of severe weather warnings. So we don't have any warnings for this upcoming weekend. However, for tomorrow, we are looking at mostly partly cloudy conditions. The temperatures are starting to recover from this past week, but they're still fairly quite cool to warm in most places of South Africa. We are expecting isolated showers and thunder showers basically over the central parts of the country. These include areas over the eastern half of the Northern Cape and also along the Free State, pushing all the way over the extreme northern part of the Eastern Cape into the inland part of KZN, as well as the southern part of Mpumalanga for tomorrow. And then for Sunday, we are looking at fairly warm temperatures for most of the country. So temperatures are actually warming up a bit. They are recovering quite beautifully for most part of the country. So we are looking at mostly isolated scattered showers and thunder showers, mainly confined over the central and eastern part of South Africa.
That is fantastic, Samkele Siwe. Thank you so much for your time. This was absolutely phenomenal. Thank you so much for that scientific explanation. And of course, it's really comforting, you know, when the experts really give us a word of comfort ahead of the weekend. Have yourself a really blessed weekend. Thank you to you and the team, by the way. I don't know if the family actually knows that the office works, I suppose, 24 hours around the clock, yeah?
That is correct. 24 hours.
Wow. Around the clock. And when you received my call, you were probably thinking, what's wrong with this lady?
No, we I'm used to phone calls drinking like every for 24 hours. I used to have a phone call even at 1 o'clock in the morning. I would have some phone calls here and there, but we are we operate on a 24-hour daily basis. Even on public holidays, we are open because the weather does not take a holiday.
Right, it doesn't. Sissy, have yourself a really blessed weekend. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Enjoy your day.
Samkele Siwe Twala, my family, joining us from the South African Weather Services. Great sounds of music. Okay, before we get to the music, so look, it happened. It has been explained. Okay, it's on the record. RadioPulpit.co.za for the podcast in case you got right at the tail end of that conversation with the South African Weather Services. Of course, we continue, my family, to send our hearts and our prayers to those who are affected by the weather conditions out in the Eastern Cape. A quick break, sounds of music, and straight to the newsroom at the top of the hour. It's Friday Spectrum. It's family Friday 082-657-2729 for any of your chats, your heart, whatever is in your heart. We're all here for it this afternoon.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app. which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
657 AM. You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.